A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We started this a discussion yesterday on the weightier matters. We looked at the words of Jesus, how he reprimanded the Pharisees and the scribes who were quick to pay tithes and give offerings, but neglected the weightier matters of the law. And we saw, according to the scriptures, the weightier matters include issues of judgment, of mercy, and of faith, that is, fairness or equity, and compassion, and then commitment. I want us in that line to continue this morning as we look at attention. We also said, don't forget, that weightier matters are the things that we should pay more attention to. However, and quite unfortunately, we are giving more attention to those things that are not as weighty as some other things. And so we want to look at some things that we should give more attention to than other things. For our meditation, therefore, I'd like us to consider the word of God from the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 6. We're going to read verse number 2 and verse number 4. The Bible says, "Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. It does not make sense for us to leave the word of God and then serve tables." They said, it wouldn't be right for us to abandon our responsibilities of preaching and teaching the word of God to help with the care of the poor. Some things are more important than others, and then we should pay more attention. That does not mean we're not expected or supposed to give attention to other issues, but we must pay more attention to these weightier matters. And number one of them, attention should be paid. More attention should be paid to devotion than to activities. Unfortunately, in this age, we are so full of activities at the expense of our devotion. We can afford to spend time running around in activities without spending time in the presence of God. You must never forget that you have no right to stand before men on behalf of God until you have stood before God on behalf of men. So don't stand before men on behalf of God until you have stood before God on behalf of men. In other words, your personal devotion is very important. You are a worker in the house of God. You are a minister of the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Your time with God is very important. As a matter of fact, that is where your ministry flows from. Your ministry flows from an overflow of your personal devotion and fellowship with God. So more attention should be paid to our devotion than to our activities. God is interested in you than what you do for him. What you do for God is not as important as who you are to him. So God is interested in having a robust and personal relationship and fellowship with you than in all those activities, the running around we do in the house of God. I want to plead to all workers in the house of God. It is good to work for God. It is very important, but you must pay attention to yourself. Little wonder then, the epistle of Paul to his sons in the ministry is replete with the phrase, pay attention to yourself, or take heed to yourself. There is the need for you to take heed to yourself, to your spiritual man. Don't let your spiritual man be malnourished and then you get involved in activities. Don't do activities or be carried away with activities at the expense of your soul and your spiritual nourishment with God. Therefore, dear listener, attention should be paid more to your devotion than to your activities. If you are going to preach, spend time to pray. If you are going to serve in the ushering department or the protocol department, spend time to pray. Wearing uniform to sing in the choir is not as important as the time you spend before God in the place of prayers. Spend time before God to pray. Pray for that activity. Pray for your standing before men. Pray for that ushering work. Pray. Take time to pray and build up yourself, not only by praying, but also by studying the Word of God. Don't forget, you talk to God in prayers, and God talks back to you in the study of His Word. It is important, dear listener, that we pay attention more to our devotion than to our activities. Secondly, and similar to the number one, more attention should be given to the content than to the container. The container is your physical appearance. More attention should be paid to the substance, the content that you carry, than to your appearance. I am not suggesting or advocating a neglect of your appearance. It is good to look good, but looking good is not as important as doing good. Never forget, therefore, that more attention should be paid to the substance than to the appearance. You need to take time for your substance. What do you have? In Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 3, Peter and John, in the hour of prayer, got to the gate of the temple called Beautiful, and they said to that lame man, "We do not have silver, we do not have gold, but we have something. This is our content, and such as we have, we give unto you." What do you have to offer your generation, to offer the people? This is found in your substance, not in your appearance. Your suit is not what is important. It is not your tie. It is not your shoe. It is not the perfumes you wear, the cologne you wear. It is the substance. Do not forget. We are not saying don't pay attention to your appearance or to your look. Your appearance is very important. It is important for you to look good, to look attractive to people. Make yourself, in your person, acceptable to people. For people will see your person before they listen to your content or they listen to your message. Pay attention to your appearance, to your look. Look good. But please, pay more attention to your substance. Don't be an empty barrel, looking good without any substance. Don't pay attention, more attention to the container at the expense of the content. The content must be given more attention. And then any attention to the container will be a justified attention. But if you pay and devote attention to the container at the expense of the content, it is a waste of time, a waste of resources, and a waste of God's grace. May you not waste God's grace over your life in the precious name of Jesus. Number three, we must pay more attention to the process than the product. The process is more important than the product. What you are is not as important as the process that made you what you are. Where you are is not as important as the process that got you to that particular place. You cannot compromise to succeed and expect that it will be a good success. So attention should be paid to the process as much as the product. What you become in life is very important, but how you became is much more important. The process matters. So we do not agree with the phrase, "The end justifies the means." There is no doubting the fact that the end is very important, but the means is much more important. If you steal to acquire resources or wealth, and then you are claiming that the end justifies the means, you are wasting your time. You cannot steal because you want to pay tithe or because you want to sacrifice and expect that the blessings of God will be upon your endeavor. No, the end does not justify the means. It does not. The process is very important. The product is important. The process that has led to that product is much more important. Pay attention to the process that you are embarking or you have adopted or that you have chosen to arrive at the place that you are going in life and in destiny. So it is therefore important to pay more attention to our substance than our appearance. It is important to pay more attention to your content than the container. It is also equally important to pay attention to your process as well as the product. Pay attention to the process, not just the product. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and say, "Father, I receive the grace this hour to pay attention to the weightier matters, to the weightier issues. Help me, O God, to grow and develop my substance. Help me, O God, to pay more attention to my substance than my appearance, in the name of Jesus. Our Father, I drop every sensual passion, every sensual desire, every eagerness and desire to beautify the flesh, to beautify and gratify my flesh, to make my appearance look good at the expense of my inner man, at the expense of my substance. I receive the grace in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let my result and accomplishment in life with the process both glorify your name. My results in life and the process that leads to that result, let both glorify your name in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that my result and the process will glorify your name in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, give me the grace to pay more attention to the things that matter in the name of Jesus. Let me not major on the minors in the name of Jesus. Help me, dear Father. This is my prayer, O God, that you will give me the grace to pay more attention to the things that matter, to the weightier matters and issues of the law, in the name of Jesus. Help me in my walk with you, O God. Help me to pay more attention to my substance than my appearance. Help me to pay more attention to my content than my container. Help me to pay more attention, O God, and let my product in life be as important, be as glorious as the process that leads to that product. I thank you because you have heard, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. There are a few more days for this year to be over. Lift your voice and say, Father, I refuse to end this year empty. Give me something great to show, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that I will not leave this year empty, that you will give me something great to show, that your name may be glorified. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Join us this morning for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, 8 a.m. It's the Women Convention of the Church, Lasting Dynasty. I look forward to having you around. You may wish to join this meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very happy Sunday, and the Lord bless you.